We are recording live. Welcome, listener. Episode 145?
Yes.
So that feels like around... It's no different to any other number, is it? I'm finding that more and more. I was quite excited.
Once you know all 10 digits, numbers are pretty much the same, aren't they?
From A to B, numbers are all the same.
Song. Straight off the bat of a question.
Yep.
Roman numerals.
Got them. Locked.
Before, would we add the proper number?
Yeah.
Why is it certain things we still use, like the king? Why would the kings and queens, do we still use Roman numerals?
Why are there clocks with Roman numerals on them when clocks weren't invented when Roman numerals were in use?
I agree. But the king thing's weird. Like Henry 5 and 3 ones, or I's.
Yeah.
Why don't they just put Henry in an 8?
But because... At least it was closer to Roman times.
I know, but we've got enough. That's like the Chinese people with chopsticks.
Is it?
Well, they've seen forks. Like, why are you still using them? It's superior.
Yeah.
It's just like it's awkward. I think they're being awkward at this point.
Yeah. Why on TV shows they have Roman numerals?
You know why they did that? So you know why they did that?
No.
When they used to show a lot more repeats, you couldn't see how old it was. It would come up like BBC, MCXXX, whatever.
But what they were thinking, people were so stupid they couldn't work it out.
You'd have to, they were thinking only the educated people would be able to work out this was made in 1978.
So when something was made in the year 2000...
That would be like...
M.
2M.
2M. MM.
MM. Is that right?
Yeah. Millennium.
Madison's.
Would it have just been Millennium?
Yeah, mil.
Or would it have been X?
5XL, like your jumper. Nah!
I'm wearing a jumper.
Yeah, that's just why I said it. It's like a very, very much like a saint I would, as my action man would have had. Like it's like
it is! If this is in green,
yeah.
I've got one as well that's green.
Yeah, it's an action man.
Tiny bits of like white in it that is just dirt.
Yeah.
Everything I've got now is a certain percentage dirty.
Yeah, but don't they say there's something like that? If you cleaned all the... pennies. They allow for the weight of dirt.
Oh.
Like when you weigh up to a certain amount, like it's in the scales.
I guess it would have to be.
Yeah, to allow for sort of like... Not dirt. Yeah, dirt.
Have you ever cleaned a penny?
Well, whatever must it do to your insides?
No,
I haven't.
It doesn't do anything to your insides, does it? Because
if you swallowed a coin, I'd say drink lots of Coke, so at least it's clean. You should be able to spot it in your feces. Like shining.
So it glints as it hits the pan.
Glisters.
Glistens?
The same thing. Same, two words for the same thing.
Oh, glisters sounds
crazy. I think this is right, but again, probably isn't, that in Stairway to Heaven, I think the line is, there's a lady that's told all that glisters is gold.
Oh.
I think it might be glister instead, but it might not be.
I don't know for sure.
But off the top of your head.
Stairway to Heaven, you say, by Led Zeppelin.
Yeah.
Which doesn't glister.
No, lead is a very heavy metal.
Ironically, they weren't a heavy metal band.
No, they were. They were. Queen ripped them off and thought, because Led Zeppelin never... Not ripped them off. But Led Zeppelin, of course, famous plagiarists. Not famous, they were terrible plagiarists. Is it glistens or glisters?
Well, it says glitters.
Glitters?
Yeah.
Oh, it's neither. That's not even a good line.
So there's a lady who's sure that all that glitters is gold.
Well, she's clearly buying a Stairway to Heaven.
Why is she?
I don't know.
I'm going to check another source.
Let's not pull apart classic rock lyrics. That's a bit of a...
What about Old Sweets, though?
Would you remember Spangles?
Spangles.
Who remembers Mirty Bubble Bath? Mirty? Bubble Mirty?
What were Spangles?
They were like a pound shop opal fruits, weren't they?
I don't know. We've got some stuff up there that's...
I think they were hard. I think I was just after Spangles, but we just go on about Spangles.
You've got some sweets. I bought you a little sweetie present.
Buy me sweets. My gold inlay fell out.
I can't believe that.
Yeah, and it nearly went down a gap in your floor.
Did it hit the floor?
Yeah, it hit the floor, mate.
And you put it back in?
No, I put it in a freezer bag.
With a little bit of bleach.
With a little bit of bleach. A little bit of blood. No, but I told you last time I went down there, I went to the dentist and goes, what do you want? Oh, that's a bit rude.
Cheese there.
he said, I said, my gold inlays fell out. He goes, all right, where is it? I said, it's on my windowsill. And he was like, well, I need it to put it back in. And I was like, well, I feel such a fool.
You've all time.
And then no, I didn't. I rang up my son. Oh, came that's running right. up with it like a little urchin.
Did he hold it in his fingers?
He held it in, yeah, I found some gold. Like Willy Wonka with his golden ticket. I've got a golden tooth inlay.
Did he hold it in his fingers or did he put it in a little bag?
It was in a little bag, right? And I had it in a little bag, which like I think some of my wife's earrings had come in. Sort of bag that a drug dealer might use.
A little Polly Pocket.
Little Polly Pocket. And I gave it to the one there, and the dentist went, where'd you get the bag from? Honestly. And I went, I don't know. Claire's Accessories, probably. I don't think. Do you think?
It had little marijuana leaves.
Well, I was next to it. I said, that's not the gold in there. That's a fucking bumble.
What's a bumble?
E. Bumblebee. E.
Oh, lovely.
I don't think they call it E anymore. I think they call it Molly. M.
Just moving the microphone.
Yeah, very particular.
Oh, it's a bit close to me than it is to you. So.
Well, you sound better than So I've been. I've spoken to you about the doctor. Did I speak on here about going to the doctor? Yeah, I did.
That's troublesome, isn't it?
When yeah.
So that's because we're recording. We recorded on Tuesday. It's now Thursday.
And I drank a litre of Amaretto last night.
Christ.
And I've honestly never felt worse.
How do you fit in drinking, golfing and designing t-shirts?
The secret is, don't do fuck all else.
Don't do anything of those things.
Don't do anything. Don't do anything of any merit. And then you've got loads of leisure time. But like I was saying to myself, because I spend a lot of time on my own. Why should I work harder? Because people go work hard and it's like, well, why do you want to work harder? So you can retire early? I'm sort of retired now.
Yeah.
I sort of sit about... Go down the calf, have a fry up.
There's no need for you to retire. From what? From going out and talking about your junk for an hour.
You should be ambitious. Like, no, but everyone's ambition is to get to a point where they can live like me. Yeah. So if I'm already living, or I haven't got any money, but I live like a millionaire.
Yeah, you do, yeah. You say you haven't got any money, but you go and play golf. You live comfortably.
I live comfortably. I enjoy myself. So why do I need to work? Because then I'd be working.
Yeah, you're not talking... You don't need to tell me.
No, I know. I'm just showing off, really.
I'm on your side.
Yeah, I'm just showing. It's like, you know, it's like I've got a big old dick. So it's got a big old... Yeah, that's got a big... It's like with that doctor. The doctor joke when a bloke goes, I want you to have a look at this. And the doctor starts examining him and goes, well, that's 9 inches long, 8 inches girth, big heavy balls, veiny. Gigantic bellend. I can't see what's wrong with it. And the bloke goes, I know it's a beauty.
It's funny because you made me laugh with an old joke.
An old street
joke. And you've just literally summed up the comedy industry today.
Yeah, pretty much it.
If you went on stage and told that joke tonight,
yeah.
We're gigging together tonight, by the way. That's why we're live together.
Are we going to do a little travel gigalog in the middle?
Yeah.
Gigalo. Remember people used to say gigolo for male prostitute?
Yeah.
They don't say it anymore, do they?
No.
Was it a Richard Gere film?
Just a gigolo.
That was American gigolo, wasn't it?
I don't know.
American
there was a thing called Just a Gigolo, but I think that might have been Tony...
You're thinking of a juggalo.
Just a Gigolo was Tony Hart. Slattery. Tony Slattery.
Do you remember Tony Hart?
Yeah.
He was posh, wasn't he?
I reckon he might have been friends with Tony Slattery.
I reckon definitely went to the same tailor as David Attenborough. Like those sort of safari suits.
Yeah, with a neckerchief.
Yeah.
Safari suit, neckerchief.
You remember Alan Wicker?
Yeah, whistling Alan Wicker. He used to whistle, didn't he?
No, Alan Wicker was the travel guy.
Alan Wicker? Who's the whistling guy?
Yeah, he was Alan Whistler.
Alan Wicker was the travel guy.
Yeah, he sort of looked...
Roger Whittaker. Do you remember...
getting to the bottom of these things.
Do you remember the...
Turned into Peter Kay. We just mocked him, and now
we used to hang underneath a hot air balloon. Who was he? A wicker basket.
Fucking hell. I can do this. Hang on. Wicker. More tea, wicker. No, it doesn't work. But I said it was such force.
Can you reach the strawberry laces for me? You are. Don't give them to me. I'm opening them up.
Never more than 3 feet away from a strawberry lace.
It's like, yeah,
like a rat in London. Like a fat man in Southend. Me, I'm talking about me this time. I've put on so much weight.
This time
I've put on so much weight. It's time for me to stop.
See, it's not that much. When you look at a strawberry lace.
If you squash that all up, that's like a good... That's like a wham bar. Maybe not even that. They're the best sweets. And I've eaten all the sweets.
There you go, there you go. I'm going to eat those. Live on camera.
On air,
not camera even.
Forgot my gold inlays out. That's gone right up my gum. I'm just gumming some straw. Ash is looking at me like a vulture ripping ligaments out of a dead wildebeest. They're good, aren't they?
Mm.
This is me. I'll talk like I invented them. Nice, aren't they? Have you had them before?
I had an act telling me a bit of material the other day, off stage.
Oh dear.
How do you feel about that happening?
What, they said this is a bit of my material?
Yeah.
Or did they surreptitiously squeeze it into a conversation?
No, they were like, I've been doing this bit, and then they told me the bit.
Apropos of nothing?
Yeah.
No, you can fuck off and die.
It's uncomfortable, isn't it? Because what do you want me to do? Do you want me to laugh out loud?
But this is what people don't understand about context. Stood backstage somewhere and someone like performing a bit, it's never going to work.
Mm.
The worst one is when someone goes, yeah, someone says joke. You go, no, because it's got a lovely joke. And they tell you it and you have to go, yeah, nice.
I hear that so often.
I know. I hate it when MCs come on and go, I think I said this the other week. Ash just did a bit about skeletons. Well, I've got a skeleton.
In my closet.
In my patio. No, but when people are like reminded of their own bits, it almost feels like a one-upmanship.
Yeah, why are you doing that?
Yeah, because they don't know what to do. They're not very good at their job.
I'm going to do that tonight. Twice. I'm going to do that tonight after every act. I was thinking today, when I was thinking about MCing tonight, I was thinking about I might try and do every trope that we hate, and you can check them off a list.
I think I would like to say, give me a cheer if you're in a relationship.
Yeah.
Give me a cheer if you're single. And you'll say, much happier group of people. And then I'll shout from the back, actually, I'm very lonely. My heckler character I told you about.
I think I'd like it if you said, give a round of applause to your MC.
All right. That's for everyone. MC, working hard. They're making it look difficult. That sort of thing.
I'd like that.
I'll do it. Actually, I think we should get every act to do it.
Yeah, I don't know. I've gigged with two of the other acts that are on tonight.
But me being one of them.
Oh, I've gigged with three of the acts.
Yeah, you know.
I said other acts, but I meant you as one of those.
Mm.
I'm winding this up in a new way, this one. Have you seen what I did?
Yeah, that's what I do with them.
You do that?
I invented that, yeah. The wheat sheafs.
Look. Are you tying a knot?
Yeah, no.
You've made a noose.
Posta noose.
It looks like a mouse.
I'm actually eating his grandstand in a flamboyant way. Good air, good pod.
If you want to, what I'll do is I'll tweet out about this podcast before we go and give people the opportunity to get some strawberry laces in.
It could be like the With Nail and I strawberry lace drinking game.
Yeah, so if you are listening now eating strawberry laces, congratulations. I've got three fingers. I've wrapped the strawberry lace around three times. The two ends are hanging down. I'm now going to pinch them together to make a figure of eight.
This is elaborate. This is how some people are really anal about the way they tie up their headphones.
And I am, with the two loose ends.
You've got a loose end.
I'm going to tie it. No, that is what that means. Oh, don't you find it amusing when people use a
pun?
It's literal. An expression and they say it. Guess I should. Oh, do you remember there was that comedian that used to do that? There was a comedian that used to do one-liners, but they weren't one-liners. Yeah. They were literally saying.
Yeah.
I jumped over a wall in the country into a giant cow pat. I guess you could say I should look before I leap.
Yeah. Like,
no, that's what that is. Yeah, that's exactly what that means.
Yeah.
He was incredible. I used to, every time he tweeted, I used to copy and paste his tweets.
And send
them to you. Yeah.
No, that is what that is.
I wonder if he's still doing it. I'm going to look him up now. What was his name?
Yeah, so we're doing a gig later. Are we going to do a little bit live?
Yeah.
Cool.
But as they listen to this, they would have already seen that.
Oh, Ash, you'll be pleased to know. I've completely changed my Edinburgh show.
Yeah, well, you did discuss that the other day. It's only because
I've changed it.
What?
I've changed it.
What do you mean you've changed it?
I've changed the title, the theme, everything.
Go on.
Well.
Are you going to do that bit where you're not funny for a bit as a sort of protest?
No.
That's gone now.
It's all gone.
Wow.
Yep, this is the poster. No, this isn't the poster. This is a rough. Don't say, because it's not been unveiled.
Okay.
But this is. It's going to be that, but my face.
Yeah, and are you going to call it that?
Yeah. And it's going to be crowd work.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And what are you going to do if you get three people in?
Be horrible to three people for an hour. Ash just looked down at the last strawberry lace as it disappeared into my mouth. And he looked sad.
I've still got one.
I've eaten three packets pretty much,
haven't I? I bought them for you. They were there for you.
Yeah, well, you don't eat my fucking laces, man.
You've got squashes. You've got squashes as well.
Hey, is it politically incorrect to say Indian giver?
What does that mean?
Someone that takes something back.
I've never heard of it.
I think it's an American expression. Got to be politically incorrect because they're not even Indians.
You are American, so you're allowed to say it.
No, no. I'm not Native American.
Are you not?
I don't know. I think he might have been.
Your granddad?
Yep. Little running horn. I think he might have been.
What was his name?
Yeah. That was Jim.
Jim? Jim like wolves?
Yeah. little Jimmington. I don't know. I don't know if fucking Native American names work. Little Sitting Bull. That was a shit one, wasn't it?
Yeah. What is it that they... How do they get their names? They're based on the thing that was happening.
They're spirit animals, didn't they? When they was animal based.
What's your spirit animal?
My spirit animal, I reckon, if I had to pick, it would be eagle. Comes off because of my ugly hawk like.
And the way you clasp things in your talons.
Yeah, I'm a very talented man. As in talon.
Oh, no, my God. Yeah.
Because they're like, ah, talons.
That's your eagle impression.
Ah! Hey! I don't know what an eagle does. Ha! I can't do it because my
That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
That's a crow.
That was a crow.
I wish eagles went like that. I wish they hissed like snakes. This is getting good. Do you remember Johnny Morris?
Mine would be a pig.
Well, yeah.
Just snuffling.
Not even a wild boy, but on a domesticated little pink domesticated. Ones with sunburn.
Just
in a little
fat
shed.
And yeah, in a sty where it's all just wet mud.
Pigs eat anything.
Yeah, bone.
Mm.
I don't eat anything.
No, I was going to say, if you're a pig,
I can't be a pig.
Have you ever had a Percy pigtail?
No.
Oh.
Are they new things?
Yeah, they're like fizzy little...
You turned up at my home, and you started talking about all the new things that are going on.
Yeah, I know.
You started talking about...
No deal Brexit.
New sweets. What was the ones you were talking to my girlfriend about?
Oh, they do squash. They did a squashy chicks. They were for Easter. They were like little yellow. They were so delicious. Drumstick squashy chicks.
And now these Percy Pig's tails.
Percy Pig tails.
Curly Percy Pig.
They're curly and fizzy. And they've got like a cherry on the top and like that pink foam on the bottom and a fizzy.
Because they do a vegan Percy Pig or a veggie Percy Pig.
I think they are vegan and veggie.
You know what? There's an M&S at the end of the road.
There's an M&S at the end of the road. La da ba da do. Hey, I went to the M&S garage in Chalkwell Park area.
Yeah.
Is that what you're talking
about?
Yeah. And I knew I was in Southend when in an M&S I went into the public toilet and they had a blue anti-vein light. So junkies couldn't go in there and shoot up.
Oh, is that a thing?
And I realised something, that if you're not packing a lot of heat, when you look down and you're urinating through a veinless penis, it looks like a 9-year-old boy's. It really did look like, I felt like I should have been on a register for touching my own dapper.
Completely hairless, completely
hairless, veinless, and nothing to write home about.
I didn't know this about the blue light.
Oh, go in there. You've got to go in there.
We'll go in there on the way and get some
personal. But mind you, that was when I did the Joker last, so it's probably been like changed the bulb. Yeah, it's about 3 years ago or something.
I think there's going to be a Joker this month, actually. I'm gigging in Leon C tonight.
Leon C.
Or as you listen, I gigged on Thursday in Leon C. Next Friday, I'm at the casino, South End.
Oh, I've done that gig before.
I can walk to these
That's
gigs.
Where they eat a curry.
It's a nice gig.
It's really hot in there, and everyone had eaten a massive curry, and I blame them for my lackluster performance.
It is. It can be challenging.
It can be remarkable, Ash. Remarkable.
You're building something out for coasters.
Yeah, I'm building. It looks like a prisoner of war thing. Do you remember Hero Quest, that game? Well, why are we starting every sentence with "Do you remember"?
What was Hero Quest? Was that the?
It was like a. I'm surprised you haven't got it. It was like a board game. Oh, sorry.
I was going to take a picture
of it. It was like a board game, and then like you'd build things on it. Like it's like you'd go in a dungeon, and when you went in a room, you'd put like furniture in it. It was like,
was there catapults and stuff?
No, I don't think it was more like a little Conan the Barbarian type geezer.
I've taken a picture. So that was complete dead air for about 5 seconds while I took a photo.
So, yeah, Hero Quest, that's the sort of thing the nerds would play. Spooky Ghost House, where you drop the skull down a chimney.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah. There was a vampire one as well.
Yeah, I want to drink your blood.
You put your finger in its mouth. And I was scared to put my finger in its mouth.
Of course you were.
And it just pressed down gently.
Did
on
you ever
finger.
Put your dinky in there?
Oh, yeah. The vampire's mouth.
Count. Swallow that, you lot.
Something weird happened yesterday when we picked up 15 new followers. Shall I read you through the new followers that we picked up?
Yeah, they're Russian bots.
Yeah, they're clearly Russian bots, all of them. So we picked up
Vladimir 3PO.
Hussein UZUM.
Oh no, I know him.
Aaron Sloan, he might be real.
Yeah, he's real.
Dr. Nadir.
Yep.
Mehmet.
Mm-hmm.
Imodia.
That's if you have diarrhea, isn't it?
Burke Persnitz. Feliz Ozerdem. Ankara Bebzi. Dr. Rojo. 50 Shades of Milk.
50 Shades of Milk? That's a real one.
Red and Blue Dave.
That might be real.
Kiwis Julius.
Oh, I know him.
K.E. Old Rugged Cross Nugget.
That's got to be real. You wouldn't make up a troll, what do you call it?
Akisinion Adam.
Chris Akibusi.
All these people are verified. Yeah. Mehmet Burke Ergin.
Yeah.
And Kan Oz Unokok.
I'm trying to think if I said anything offensive about any particular religion, because a lot of them sound like they might be,
you know what,
out for blood.
Maybe I won't follow these people back. Like, we have a very much a will follow back.
Follow back. Follow Friday.
But I'm not sure that these people are real people, you know.
Yeah. But so Trump didn't collude with the Russians?
That's what's come out.
Is that true?
Well, that's what's come out.
It's not as interesting,
out.
Is it?
It's weird, though, isn't it? Because the baying
mob
expected this thing to blow up, didn't they?
And
they
the just end went, of him.
They
he's
just went...
Impeached.
Nah, nothing happened. Because they were like, people going left, right and centre, wait until they get to the president.
And you said to me, yesterday or the day before, oh, did you see, Jussie, that the other Jussie that said he got attacked and didn't, did?
Jussie Hoylett.
Jussie Smollett.
Yeah, he got completely exonerated. No. From all, like, they no. went, don't worry about it, mate, off you go.
Yeah, but he didn't get attacked. I think that what's happened is the police came out and tried. This is really interesting, because that police chief came out and it sort of mugged him off. Like in a press conference on the steps.
What, yesterday?
No, when they sort of came to light that they thought he'd hatched this plot. And I think what's happened is the police have judged him by the court of public opinion.
Yeah.
So that's procedural. But he's not, it was all bullshit, but they can't prosecute him. They've dropped the charges.
Because it's been...
Yeah. So I don't think he was. But then he came out going, oh, there's no... Oh, God, Americans are so fucking... Whatever the word is. He's like, I wouldn't be my mother's son if I could have lied. Like, he doesn't speak like that. But I was like, I couldn't be my mother's son if I'd have said some of those things I was accused of. It's like, fuck off, mate. What do you want to
so
out?
You believe now that he wasn't attacked?
I think that...
It's not like they come out and went...
They were Nigerian bodybuilders that he paid them by check.
Yeah. How has that then just been swept under the carpet?
It's just that the police have fucked it up. So they've gone, like, we can't press charges.
And then he can come out and go, I'm absolutely innocent.
Yeah,
there's nothing
I don't think they didn't say he'd been exonerated. They just said, we're dropping the charges.
Yeah, but I would as well, wouldn't you?
What?
If I had done what he did, which was lie about it, let's
this
say.
This is MAGA country. He reckons they said, this is MAGA country, and poured bleach on him. It was just too on the nose. I mean, no one's that. I mean, it was like, just too much. Overdone it.
But I would want to lie and cover it up if I'd been found out.
Yeah, well, yeah, I mean, one lie begats lie, Ash. One lie, before you know it, you've got a spider web, a tissue of lies. People should say tissue of lies. Do they mean because tissues are like...
No, it's not about that kind of tissue.
Two ply tissue.
Two ply, shush, shush, I do I.
Two ply. Why is two ply tissue a thing?
What?
Why is two ply tissue...
So your snot doesn't go through
it. Why don't they just make one thicker bit?
Because it'd be hard. Imagine
you use that blue roll. Blue roll. Yeah. That's much better. Wiping your old date on.
Yeah, but it's not wipe soft
your
on your
boy.
Nose,
up your old date I'm talking.
Oh, your old date? What's date?
Your anus. Right, right up your old date.
Date and...
Like just a little squashed up date.
What?
The fruit.
Yeah, yeah.
A little brown smashed up date in your little your old date hole there with a blue roll.
Your arsehole looks like a date.
Mine does, yeah. It's got a little white plastic stick.
And a pip.
It comes in an oval box.
What are dates? Are they a thing?
Yeah, it's a dried fucking like
plum?
Fig or something. No, plum. A plum's a prune.
Ah,
here we go.
There you go.
Dry a plum, and you will find yourself with a prune on your hands. Dry a grape, you'll find yourself with a raisin on your hands. Dry an apricot, hasn't got its own name, dried apricot.
Yeah, even coconut becomes desecrated.
Yeah, desecrated is like when you piss on a grave. Yeah, I say piss on a grave because that's my own particular offence that I committed.
Never desecrate a coconut.
Ruin that funeral.
I used to have a joke like that.
I know, everybody had a joke like that.
What was it? Me and my girlfriend once had sex in the graveyard. It's what she would have wanted.
Well, yeah, because she liked sex in the graveyard. Is that the joke?
Yeah.
She's really into public places and death.
Yeah. Ruin that funeral.
Ruin that funeral.
I didn't.
You could have done. That would have been the good topper. That's what she would have wanted. You couldn't have said ruined that funeral because it was a funeral that you did ruin.
I used to work in a... No, I did that one.
Old people's home. I want to work in an old people's home and bully them. I want to be like one of those people that's like surreptitiously filmed, like bouncing a metal cup off some woman's head.
And you want to work in... Oh, you live in Norwich. You can work in Bernard Matthews.
I don't, but okay, carry on.
And just murder...
You know where I live, but you just keep getting it wrong.
You know when they boot chickens and turkeys
with baseball bats? Yeah.
For some reason. Do you remember that one? When they were playing, they were hitting them in the air.
But when you work in and around turkeys all day, Ash, they start to lose their...
They begin to piss you off.
No, they start just thinking, oh, it's a commodity. It's not one of God's creatures. It's just a little thing.
It's like working in a nursery, isn't it?
Yeah, I bet children would be like that if I was a teacher. You'd end up just like...
Throwing a cup off
one of
those.
So many kids. I'm not going to miss one.
Josh!
Josh!
Dead!
Yeah, we were just saying that...
That's not been out yet.
No, not been out, because we did a video of me... Doing an acting masterclass.
I think it's one of the funniest things you've ever done.
Yeah, I thought you were going to die.
I thought I was going to die.
He was actually telling me to stop. But I carried on. Because I was doing this... What was it like? I said a skit. I said, I'm going to do a skit of a man finding out that baby's dead.
It doesn't sound funny.
But I was... cot death. But I was sort of working under the premise that he's a very insensitive... And like when he found out his baby is dead, he's like reacting
more annoyed,
acting like you would if you had a flat tire.
Yeah, he was more annoyed.
Oh, for fuck's sake!
Don't do it now. I'm going to put it out at some point. It'll go out.
But the bit's all choppy. They're not going to get to see my facial expressions.
I've not seen exactly how choppy that one is, but that will be going out at some stage. I wonder if anyone's listening to this and you are prepared to animate some stuff. As many people that can do something with some choppy video as possible, get in touch, and we'll do. So we'll get them all out one way or another. And we'll have our content. Because at the moment, we're going to be putting out some choppy videos, aren't we?
Choppy stickies.
Choppy stickies.
Ooh, Ash.
What?
Disappointing.
What?
Nothing. Choppy. Hey, water can be choppy, can't it? The sea.
Yeah. So can a butcher.
Yeah. So can video. I guess it's like the sea, isn't it? What's choppy mean? Choppy. So chop, chop, chop. Have you ever done a karate chop in someone's neck?
What, and killed them? Because
I don't think that's real. Like the 5-point exploding heart touch of death. You did that to the wrong person, didn't you? We spoke about that the other week. Carradine. Got the old triage sticking orange in his mouth.
Allegedly.
Remember? Nah, fuck the triage. I'm not scared of them.
You just... It's a funny old thing, isn't it?
What, me?
Triads. Isn't it weird, though? Because there are no triads going to listen to this.
You know that.
But okay, well then, if there's a chance, withdraw your comment that you ain't scared of
her. So if you go in there and you are a bit too keen, you're a try-hard.
Yeah.
Triad.
Yeah.
Triad! That's what a Scouser calls someone. That's what a Scouser calls someone that's a bit too keen. You fucking triad.
What I think about it, you know, like gangsters, mafia gangsters.
Yeah, they're ones.
The
Costanoza.
and all that stuff.
Yeah, the Yakuza are Japanese.
Yakuza, yeah, yeah. Do they, because they're real, aren't they?
Yeah.
Do they still like a like fluffy bunny rabbit?
Yeah, of course they have. They say about the mafias, Italian mafias with their mothers. They're all like, ma, they're all like nice to their mum.
But do, so would they go, oh, it's a lovely little rabbit?
No, they probably eat it.
Do they have, like, what are they doing in their downtime? Are they just living, are they playing Pro Evolution? Are they playing like FIFA on the PlayStation?
It would probably be Tekken, wouldn't it?
Busman's Holiday, though, isn't it?
Yeah, a little bit. I reckon they just watch Scarface.
But I don't understand. If you're a really horrible, evil person.
If.
What are they doing in their spare time that isn't that?
Yeah, I mean, what did Fred West do on his day off?
Building work.
That's work, isn't it? That's a busman's holiday. Being a fucking building all day and then come out and bury someone under the patio.
Yeah. He's doing another patio.
Fred West relaying his... But he's burying him in his basement.
If I don't think, if I was murdering people, were they all his kids?
No,
they
all just picking up like hooers.
But isn't it weird to bury them in your home?
Yeah, yeah. And he, I remember I listened to a recording of him. Don't get me wrong, I mean, I shouldn't speak ill of the dead. He's a bit of a weirdo. Because he was going like,
I think you're allowed to speak ill of the dead when it's Fred West.
Okay, well, he was going, poor girls, I can feel their spirits. I can. That one's buried there, and he was like, poor girls, I feel bad for him. I can feel. It was as if he could, they were ghosts. He was talking to them.
Yeah, so that's why I wouldn't want them. Why was he saying he feels sorry for them? Was this before he'd dead. Been? Was it They've before the finger had pointed at him?
No, it was when he was showing the police where he buried them and who they were.
I didn't realise he'd done that.
Yeah, yeah, I heard it. I heard an audio recording.
So why did he kind of fess up?
Because he'd been caught.
The gig was.
They
up.
Reckon it was her, didn't they? She was the mastermind.
She's still alive.
I don't know, I think so. Oh, should I tell my great anecdote about Moira Hindley?
I mean, you've got to tell it every 50 or so episodes. So
I was in a pub with a women's dart team were there and they were all drunk and I got sort of chatting to them.
Last time I heard this story, I was sitting at this exact table.
Was it?
Yeah.
And one of them was like this big woman with a mullet and she had double denim and she was big and like someone said, that's Sarah over there. She was in prison with Moira Hindley and she licked her out. I mean, even if it's not true, it's the greatest thing that's ever happened.
I mean,
she looked like the sort of person that would lick Moira Hindley out. If I had to guess.
The weird thing is, if you're in prison and you know that person is a horrible killer of children. Right?
Yeah, 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 yeah. But then again, it's a great story.
Does that make you... Yeah.
What about the kids' parents at Neverland?
What, that they let their kids...
I think it's the power of celebrity, isn't it?
Yeah.
Moira Hindley. I've heard of her.
But... Are we denying... So would you... If you're in prison with Moira Hindley, would you not lick her out because she's Moira Hindley and the horrible thing she's done?
Well, if I was in a women's prison and could take my pick, I don't think I'd go Moira Hindley.
Yeah, but if you're in Moira Hindley's cell, if it's you and Moira Hindley in the cell...
What happens in prison stays in prison, right?
So, yeah, I don't know if I would
You know what it's like when it's 3 o'clock in the morning and you get that burning in your loins?
And Moira Hindley's there.
You're just like, Moira, I just poking her in the bottom of her back in the... top bunk with my prison erection. I mean, that's got to be an erection you get in prison, isn't it?
I don't know. Oh God, yeah.
I mean, that's been like, yeah. You're riding around on a fucking space hopper full of jizz.
Imagine getting 18 years inside.
Yeah. And on the day before you get out, they move Moira Hindley into yourself.
Yeah, to be fair.
It's like 17 years, 364 days worth of build-up.
Bury this in the moors.
And then this little peroxide blonde little tender comes in.
Thank you for talking over that. What did you say?
It doesn't matter.
I wish I hadn't said it.
What did you say?
I said bury this in the moors. Oh, I wish I hadn't said that.
I like it. But, what were we talking about before?
Moira Hindley.
No, we were talking about Fred and Rose West. I remember I read a book about that. It was called like 25 Cromwell Street or something. I think that's where they lived.
That was next door, wasn't it?
Yes, 25.
Really boring. All that street had autobiographies.
That would be the funniest thing ever if their neighbours had bought out a book and it was like just like mundane stuff.
I did a new patio as well. Yeah. What if Fred West, because I like...
He had some slabs left over.
I'm quite handy.
Yeah, in a fight.
No, definitely not that.
All right.
You're
handy to have in a vegan cook-off, chilli cook-off.
I would go and help out. I wonder if Fred West went and helped out around people's house.
I remember, anyway, I read this book and it said that he was obsessed with trying to inseminate Rose with bull sperm.
What?
Yep.
They kept injecting her with bull sperm.
Yeah, on a turkey
25 Cromwell Street.
Yeah, a turkey baster full of bull sperm and was shoving it right up there.
Why?
He wanted a bull half woman, half, he wanted a half man, half bull. He wanted a minotaur baby.
Did he? Because they had a minotaur, didn't they?
Yeah, but that was just, I think that was there when they moved in.
But they killed their own, they did kill their own kids as well, didn't they?
I think he killed a lot of people. I don't think he was a great guy. I don't know.
You're based in the... I wonder if he was sometimes. Oh, I tell you, he was lovely. Dr. Harold Shipman.
Yeah, well, the thing about Fred and Rose West is there's the only pictures of him, he sort of looks quite happy.
What?
Shipman? Like, no, no, no. Shipman looked like a miserable fuck.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, Fred West did what he loved.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
died doing what he loved.
That's a full circle. It comes back
to
you. He
killed himself, right?
Yeah.
And so did Shipman.
Yeah. No. Yeah. Oh. Because Shipman worked as a doctor in the hospital. Like, he worked on the medical round, didn't he? Which was quite funny. In the hospital. That was his job, was delivering.
Well, you've got a lot of bit of saying, isn't there? When someone does something, you know, kill or cure. I mean, that's pretty much the adage by which he lived his life, isn't it?
I wonder if people thought it was weird that his patients just kept dying.
Yeah, like, need a new hip, died of arsenic. What was he doing? Injecting poison into them?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why not?
Do you remember that nurse was the angel of death or was killing babies or something?
Yeah, that was in
Berlin. I don't think she was a great woman either.
It's a lot of kid death this episode, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm just on Google Street View for...
Oh, they took it, cut it down. It's a blank hole. They knocked it down, mate. It's a walkway now.
You'd have to, wouldn't you? How do you know it was a walkway? It is a walkway.
Well, what else are you going to do with a gap in a terrace of houses?
A little monument? To
the I think they should have put a pyramid or something. They all see an eye. Just Fred's big
eye. So is there now... Oh, Frank, this is a weird episode that we've done, isn't it? It's a lot of...
People are obsessed with serial killers.
Yeah, it's a big thing now, and it's true crime. It's
huge... Yeah.
I don't know what...
Who's your favourite?
Who's my favourite murderer?
Not like favourite as in you like them, but like the when you find most interesting.
That guy who...
John Wayne Gacy.
Who's the guy in London that put the people in the acid? Oh, cut their... They found a head in the fridge.
Oh, Nielsen.
He brought young boys back.
Dennis Nielsen?
No, that was the guy who presented film... No, what was it called?
What? Thinking Barry Norman?
No. I'm thinking of the guy who did Police Watch or whatever it was called.
Who's that?
He said it'll be alright in the night.
Dennis Norden.
Oh, right.
That was Dennis Nielsen, wasn't it? There was him.
If only I could have thought of
him. You are?
If only I could have thought of his name, it would have been much better.
Was he the bloke who said, Dennis and Nielsen. Why not?
Yeah.
No, was that Barry Norman? And why not?
Hmm. Who's the one that had the pickles?
Found the World Cup. Ronald McDonald.
This is a weird episode.
We're weird people. Tonight. We do this and like it's weird. But I think I'm interested in. I think that one was Dennis Nielsen you're thinking of.
Yeah.
Was he a gay fella?
Yeah, he was, yeah.
Because then there was the other gay fella.
But that isn't why he was a murderer.
No, but I'm saying he was. They were rent boys, weren't they?
Hmm.
Well, I tell you, he was prolific. That sort of went under the radar a bit, that Levi Belfield.
Yeah, what did he do?
Millie Dowler, and then they reckon he'd hammer attacked loads of women.
Yeah.
Like, was he smashing them on the back of the head in a park?
And killed them all?
Not all, but I think I remember one, this French or Spanish woman was like walking across like a park near Twickenham.
Yeah,
smacked on the back of the head. Yeah, what is she going to hit people on the head with a hammer for?
It's sexual, isn't it? Like
I don't know, mate. You really?
Do you not?
Doesn't do it for me.
But it's always sex, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's always sex. It's always blokes, and it's always sex.
And rape's nothing to do with sex. It's a
power.
Yeah, it's a violence, power, dehumanising thing. I suppose so is smacking someone with a canister with an hammer.
I like that. Again, we always refer back to Norm Macdonald, but his bit about talking about murdering someone and then dealing with them.
Yeah.
It's like, always take them into the woods, into a cabin where no one is around, and then kill them where no one can hear you, and then bury them in a very, very deep grave.
Yeah, not a shallow grave.
Yeah, so they always find bodies in one place, and that is a shallow grave.
What would you do? You've got to kill someone. How are you going to do it? Are you going to get up close personally? You're running down in your motor vehicle?
I mean, it's horrible, isn't it? How would you do it? You can't shoot someone and get away with it.
If you shoot someone, you'll get a gun.
And I don't know if I could kill someone with a knife.
Yeah, you could. Who depends who it is. Think of someone you really don't like. Yeah, him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Where am I stabbing him? In the throat?
you can stand wherever you want, mate. I would creep up behind and stab around. I think I'd go round neck, but I wouldn't want to stab from the front. So I'm sort of motioning like I do like a hook, as if I'm trying to stab myself in the face, but I've got my hand on the back of their fucking head and ripping their fucking throat out.
I'd poison.
That's probably a visual gag, wasn't
I'd poison.
It? Oh, that's boring.
Have you seen Gross Point Blank?
Yes. Was that Cusack?
Yeah, where he puts the thread down and then he drops the poison, it runs
down.
Yeah,
I saw a similar thing in the abominable Dr. Fibes, an old Hammer horror classic, where he's got up in the space, he got up in the loft and didn't he drop like treacle and then locusts on a man? And
Oh.
Yeah, they went down his throat and ate him out. I don't think it's factually correct.
No.
Hammer horrors were shit.
Yeah, I've been listening to a podcast about a guy who sort of tried to counteract that, a guy called Val Luton. And he was it's the time of universal horror, you know, like Frankenstein and the Mummy and all that. And then this guy, Val Luton, went to RKO, which was a smaller company, and he made more successful films for $300,000. Mm. That's the only budget they'd ever let him have. And he made these absolutely mega films that, you know, turned huge business.
What, these Hammer films?
No, it was similar. Kind of a...
Yeah, yeah. Like a production
an
house.
An answer to that, it was, basically.
Because wasn't the Hammer House of Horrors, it was, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. The only ones I remember, they did do all the old classics, didn't they? Because mm-hmm. I suppose they were rights-free, weren't they? I don't think you have to pay, like, Mary Shelley anything if you make Frankenstein.
That's exactly what this Val Luton would do. He would find stories that were right-free and then mix them up and stuff. He invented the thing, it's called busing, which I didn't know. You know, like, in a film or whatever, where you hear something's coming, like, the pressure's building, and then it's like, all of a sudden, it's a noise. You go, it's a cat comes out, thank God, and then the thing happens. Yeah. That's called busing, and he invented it.
Oh, because you wait for one and three come along at once.
Yeah.
Is that why it's called busing?
No, it's called busing because the first time it happened was a bus. The noise is building. Woman thinks she's going to be attacked, and then it's a bus's air brakes.
As
it comes up.
That is a classic thing they do in this slasher. We go, and they go, and you go, oh, Johnny, you're such a jerk. Like their friend, their friend jumps out and makes him jump. And then that's just miming, sucking a dick. And then like 2 minutes later, you're like, oh, Johnny's quit it. That's not funny anymore. You've already done that. And then it is.
Busing.
Busing.
He invented Val Luton.
Do you know the origin of slipping on a banana skin?
No, but my girlfriend actually slipped on a banana skin a couple of weeks ago.
It's because in the silent movies with a grainy old black and white, they wanted to have the man treading horse shit, but because it was brown, it didn't stand out. So they used a bright yellow banana to sort of like symbolise treading in something. Like,
but it is very slippy.
Yeah, they are if they're face down on tarmac. But the original banana skin slip was like shot in like... Western films where they're walking on dirt roads.
Where'd they get banana from?
Yeah, I don't know, but I think that's what they used to use it as a sort of like symbol of
shit.
Treading in something because shit wouldn't show up on the screen.
What an interesting fact.
Thank you. It's probably bullshit, but...
No, it's banana skin.
Yeah, exactly. Bullshit! I've made a joke! 145 episodes, it was worth it.
We are about to go and make jokes ourselves.
Ash has got the greatest, like his placemats, you can mould them.
You've made it into
a park bench. A
park bench. We're going to go and tell some jokes in Leon C.
Woo! I feel sick. I've eaten too much. I've got a bit of a belly on me. Just look down. I'm getting a bit of a belly, aren't I?
I tweeted a picture and Yanis Bremer got straight into touch.
Of course he fucking did.
As you would imagine. Yanis said... where are you, Yanis? Who is that scary skeleton?
Where? Oh, me?
Yeah.
I've never looked. I look thin. I've put on like loads of weight.
I mean, you look like you've got stage 4.
See, I've got dysmorphia because I feel really fat, but I look quite thin in that picture.
I mean, I should point out for anyone seeing that picture, the kitchen is being done soon.
Oh yeah, it's like my bed, like my third bedroom.
Is that a euphemism?
You'll have done this house, moved 3 times, and I still won't have.
I'm gonna come and help you do it.
I don't want you to help me do it, you weirdo. Anyway, should we go and look at our penises under a blue light in Marks and Spencer's?
Absolutely. Listen,
tweet them out.
Thank you for listening. We will be with you again next week.
Yeah, why not?
Justin's working on the t-shirts for the people who deserve t-shirts.
Oh, I actually bought my laptop to do that, but you distracted me with strawberry laces.
If you want, if you still, if you are a Patreon and you haven't received stickers and you haven't given your address, give the address and we'll send those out to you whilst there are still some. If you want to support the show, what do they need to do, Justin?
Well, I think the best thing to do is go to patreon.com/pranksandfirth and donate in $1, $5, or $10
yeah,
a month.
Yeah.
And you could, that way you can give your ongoing support for this fantastic content. Or if you want to give an increment of $3, they should go to
ko-fi.com/pranks and you can give $3 and we would love that.
Why don't you both show off and give us a... Oh, we're still doing the 5-star shit reviews.
I mean, they can still do that.
Give us
but
a 5-star shit review because it's funny and you get to say all the... You get to... It's like legalised bullying. It's a bullying amnesty. Say whatever you want. We can take it.
Good. Right. Thanks. I'll see you in Lee.
I'll see you in Lee in like now. Bye.